Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lelithuba ngibonge uThalonoka Wande obesipha indaba zolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaziku 18 lwezi 2022 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, amapholisa athi abophe abasolwa ababili eBindura abetheswa icala lokudlwengula umntwana oleminyaka esithiyangalombili 8 wazithwala.
Ngingenhlanganiso yehhoza sena elifile ukuthi khona ngiyenze iquestionnaire athi ukuthi ngapha ngo-2020 ukuthi abantwana nge-lockdown ayiphathe kanjani. Abantwana bathe bahlangana lokuhlinzeka kwamakantini kakhulu ngesikhathi se-lockdown ezindlini kuhlobo nakumakhelwane.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eMthwakazi Diaspora ithi luqhubeka kuhle uhlelo lwayo lokudingela ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change imali yokusebenzisa nxa likhankasela ukhetho ngenyanga ezayo olwama-by-elections eBinga.
Abantu bayabuya ngobuningi babo, bayaphathisa kakhulu. Sithemba ukuthi kuzanika idlabuzane kulaba abakhankasela ibandla le-CCC.
Umncintiswano wenguqu owe-FIFA World Cup 2022 uqala ngesonto elizweni laseQatar. Sinengxoxo lentshantshu zwalumdlalo ezeZimbabwe.
Ndlaleli Aston Villa UK English Premiership. Ya New World Cup zabe ngisakhotha i-Argentina. Mbona ngani iqembu ngani ha liqinile so far.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amapholisa athi abophe abasolwa ababili eBindura abetheswa icala lokudlwengula umntwana oleminyaka esithiyagalombili 8 wazithwala. Odokotela babikwa besithi usane lukantombazana lo aluhlalanga kuhle esiswini okuthiwa yibridge ngesilungu. Umbiko lo uza ngesikhathi uZulu ecunukile kakhulu ngodaba lomntwanyana oleminyaka efanayo wadlwengulwayo laye obelethe ngeviki edluleyo kobulawayo. Kulomunye njalo untombazana oleminyaka elithumi lasikhombisa 17 obhubhe ngemva kokubeletha amawele kobulawayo kunsuku ezedluleyo. Oyibhindura lo ubikwa ehanjiswe esibhedlela ngababalisi bakhe bebona isisu sikhukhumele, wayahlolwa kwasokubonakala ukuthi ulesisu esesile nyanga ezintathu kuphela ukuthi abelethe. Isikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi wazise izolo ukuthi babophe abesilisa ababili abalinganayo abaleminyaka yokuzalwa elithumi lasikhombisa. Izehlakalo zokudlwengulwa kwabantwana elizweni sezibhahe kakhulu. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana labantwana iWomen of Zimbabwe Arise iWoza unkosazana Makodonga Mahlangu.
Udaba lomdlengulo abantwana lwandile kakhulukazi kulalokhu sikubonayo esikubona kulutshane kakhulu. Kungani ngisho njalo? Ngoba thina njengenhlanganiso yehhoza sena elifile ukuthi khona siyenze iquestionnaire athi ukuthi ngo-2020 ukuthi abantwana nge-lockdown ayiphathe kanjani. Abantwana bathe bahlangana lokuhlinzeka kwamakantini kakhulu ngesikhathi se-lockdown ezindlini kuhlobo nakumakhelwane nakumasikadi groups laba abasada khona bevota kuba la bantu abadala ababa-ofa izindlu besethi nabakadlengulawa mamasikadi groups nalawa. So esikubonayo singathi yikwengula kwalokhu ucwaningo esilenzileyo njengehhoze esisengisa ukuthi khona abantwana bayahlukunyezwa kakhulukazi ngokwamacansini. Ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantu baqeda isikhathi ngenxa yohlupho okungamkihle kwezomnotho. Abazali bayasabalala, bayedinga ukudla, bayedinga indlela zokuziphisa nesikhathi abantwana basala bebodwa. Kube sifika lodubo lamanzi. Udubo lamanzi kukhangela ukuthi abantwana abangamantombazane bayahlukunyezwa kakhulu ecansini khonapha uma befuna ukuthethela ama-favors okuthola amanzi. into ezenza abantwana bahlukumezeka kakhulu kobulawayo ingaphandeni lapho babekhala ngisemping ukuthi ona sebehlala bebodwa emakhaya abazali bahamba bayeyekete baye ngathi ngathi zama ukudinga imali so abantu abethu bakhesi basengozini ba-expose kakhulu kwindaba zokuhlukumeza kwamacansini
abadlwenguli ngokwazi kwenu Mahlangu kumbe ngokuzwa kwenu ikakhulu kuphenyo othi lalwenza abadlwenguli laba izihlobo kumbe ngabantu nje
abadlwenguli kakhulukazi abaphu singathi ngocwaningo salenzalo lakhe athole ukuthi khona about 65% abantwana laba esibadlwengulwa ngikhaya ngabantu abahlobane nabo then another 25% babekhuluma ngokuthi lapho abakha khona amanzi abathunywa khona ezitolo besiyalanela empuphu kumbe kungaphingaphi lokho okuhlangana khona umphakathi kuhlangana khona lokudlwengula lokho then another 5% yakhuluma nje ukuthi hhayi ngomakhelwane khonapha esigabeni nje kuyathi iyatholakala but iningi langikhona into enzakala ngekhaya ngokomama bayathika bakakhulukazi behambe besiyadingaukuto bayathengisa bazekutheni bayele kwenzekale lokho nalokho lokunye futhi esanyanzelelayo kwaba about 3% yakhuluma ngokuthi khona nxa kuleyomfa ngekhaya kho badlwengulwa khona sikhangele sobuthi esikhala kusebantu ekhangele uthawuta lele kube leyomfa sengithiwa mina sengithwala ikhomba samthe ngihamba sengishiya abantwana bebodwa ngithuba lokudlwengula khona lokho
Hello-ke ngunkosazana Magodonga Mahlangu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise kumbe iwoza ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eMthwakazi Diaspora ithi luqhubeka kuhle uhlelo lwayo lokudingela ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change imali yokusebenzisa nxa likhankasela ukhetho luzaqutshwa ngenyanga ezayo olwama-by-elections kuma-ward ayisithupha eBinga. Izikhundla lezi zadalwa ukuxotshwa umsebenzi kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC ngele-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora, yena othi abaxotshwayo bathola lezi izihlalo bese sekubandla lakhe. Olunye njalo ukhetho lwama-by-election luzaqutshwa kuma-ward amathathu eVictoria Falls liyodwa eGweru. Lukhetho lokugcina kuwonalo umnyaka njengoba inhlanganiso ebona ngalumsebenzi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission yathi akusela zikhundla ezizagcwaliswa ezivuleke ngemva kwelanga lakuqala kunyanga yonale ekaLwezi. Ukuze sizwe ngomkhankaso weBinga usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele unkosazana nokuthula Gwebu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeMthwakazi Diaspora Forum.
Okwamanje sikhuthaza uZulu kuma-Twitter Spaces ukuba batshaye imali ezancedisa izigaba zeBinga ezilokhetho lwe-by-election ngo-3 December. Izigaba zeBinga ezilokhetho ngu-Ward 6, Ward 8, Ward 10, Ward 15, Ward 20, lo-Ward 23. Sikhulumisana njalo sixoxa labaphathi bephalamende bebandla le-CCC ukuba babe ngama-guest speakers kuma-Twitter Spaces ukwenzela ukuthi abalandeli baze bazotshaya imali, njalo sixoxisana labanye abalezikhundla eziphezulu kubandla le-CCC sibanxusa ukuba labo babe ngama-guest speakers sisebenzelana ndawonye ukusiza iBinga kuma-by-elections ngokwemali efunakalayo kubancedisa ngama-campaign materials.
Liqhuba kuhle yini umsebenzi? Sabona ukuthi lapho elalisebenza khona eMathebeleland South kwaphetha kulodlakela. Abantu babuya ngobuningi babo kumba abasaluthembi ukhetho yini?
Abantu bayabuya ngobuningi babo bayaphathisa kakhulu. Sithemba ukuthi kuzanika idlabuzane kulaba abakhankasela ibandla le-CCC eBinga kuma-by-elections. Izinhlelo zonke ebesizenza ezokutshaya imali sincedisa abeBinga CCC ibandla le-CCC ziyaphumelela kakhulu ukuze sibancede ngama-campaign materials afunakalayo.
Lisuka lapha liya ngaphi? njalo owe nomkhankaso ngokudinga imali kuphela kumbe kukhona okunye elikwenzayo ukuthuthukisa umthwakazi.
Lolu khetho olwebhinga olwama-by-elections ilukhetho lokugcina lwalo umnyaka. Kusuka lapho siyabe sesikhangelele ukhetho olukhulu olwama-elections ka-2023. Sizabe sesisebenza ngokuncedisana lebandla le-CCC lapha esizabe sifunakala ukuthi sincedise khona. Okwalo mnyaka yikho kade sisebenza khona. Kukhona okuningi esibancedisa ngakho, kodwa ikakhulukazi besincedisa ngokusiza kuma-by-elections ezigabeni zeMatabeleland South leMatabeleland North. Zonke inhlelo zethu zokudinga imali kubhinga beziphumelela, njalo labantu bebebuya abazange bakhathale ngokubuyela emuva la ngokuthi bangabi lethemba ngohlelo lokukhethwa. Abantu bayeza ngobuningi babo balethemba kakhulu kubandla le-CCC.
Hello ke ngunkosazana nokuthula Gwebu, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yemthwakazi Diaspora Forum, obexoxa icingweni losithandekile mhlanga we-Studio 7 esebhilitane. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba atshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-Herald lilodaba lokuthi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Bhilitane uWilliam Chinyanga utholakale elecala lokutshotshozela udlame eZimbabwe ngemva kokusakaza ebulenjini beFacebook ukuthi ilizwe libhonjwe. UChinyanga ulakho kuvalelwa ejele okweminyaka elithumi, kutsho leli phephandaba. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lilodaba lokuthi umanisipala walelo dolobho elakobulawayo usezabutha izibi enzikini yedolobho ebusuku. Kodwa leli phephandaba lithi emalokitshini umanisipala uzaqhubeka ebutha izibi emini ngesikhathi esivele sihleliwe. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Sabona Studio 7 nelami igama ngu-Adolf Shaba. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, sibonga kakhulu ikakhulu izinhlelo elisipha zona. Indaba engithanda ukukhuluma ngayo ile ndaba ye-MTC yabo Witness Duba bathi ye uMonzora wathi ha uMonzora asila ndaba layo, akayeze le nto abayenzayo njengamanje njengento ebaziweyo ebaziwe i-ZANU PF. Asila ndaba lakho lokho, ngoba isikhathi sakhona esilezane unyaka ukuthi singene ku-2023 election. Siyakwazi labana abantu ababhusta ngabo ngokuthi ngabe-MTC Alliance bakhetha yithi thina abantu, njalo siyakwazi nabantu esibafunayo. Kuzoba lokukhala lokugehla kwamazinyo kwi-election ebuyayo lapha. Hhayi, phinde kubuye ngibuye endabeni le yokuthi o-George Charamba la uzothi umnangagwa ngomnikazi womhlaba. La bantu bangafuni kuthatha umnangagwa bemenzenye into. Umnangagwa kuyena uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ngumnikazi womhlaba. Angasitshele ukuthi umhlaba ngokamnangagwa. Lo muntu uyazidela lela kahle kahle, akahloniphi abantu bezimbabwe, asihloniphi singabantu bezimbabwe kahle kahle.
Studio 7 vuka njani labalaleli bonke, siyabonga umsebenzi omuhle. Hayi, bengithi indlulise lo mnyalezo ukuthi abantu ma besiza ekhaya ezilongeze kungakavalwa ukurejista ukuvota, abantu abahambe bayirejista ukuvota. Sicela le rejista ukuvota kwenzela ukuthi sizame next year ukuthi silungise ilizwe ngokuvota, ngoba ukuvota lilungelo lomuntu wonke. Ukuvota yindlela yokukhuluma, yindlela yokukhuluma elizweni ukuthi ufuna ilizwe liphathwe ngubani. Njalo ayikho enye indlela ukuthi intshe izinto elizweni ngaphana ngokuvota. Singakwenza konke, singakhuluma konke, kodwa ezilonge ezisingavoti sifala abantu abadlalayo. Into engasisiza ukuthi siyevota ubuningi bethu yindlela kuphela engasisiza ukuthi noma bezame ukuriga kube hlule ukuriga lokho, ngoba manje izinto sezijintshile, kusafana neminyaka le edlulileyo ukuthi lokungela social media. media isiveza into eziningi ezinye ezicatshileyo so abantu asingalahli ithemba sibuye ngobuningi bethu siregist ukuvota next year kufanele ukuthi senze umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi kevotwa abantu bevote ngobuningi babo sivote sikhiphe lababulali laba iZANU PF sibebulele ilizwe bayabulala abantu bayenza yonke into ongahli icabange bezama ukuzivikela ukuthi behlale besidlala abantu babo bephila ngcono abanye abantu behlupheke ngiyabonga msakazi
njani njalo studio sef hhayi ngilingelele futhi njalo elizweni lasezimbabwe kahle kahle noma thina abanye singasibo balandeli ibantu bezimbabwe komthwakazi sokunabantu abangani ukuthi amakhanda abasebenzi kahle kahle ma ngaba nilalelisisa kahle inkulumo kawitness dukube esithi ye amazwe wonke alo muntu onguye omkhulu ohola amabandla aphikisayo uchaza ukuthini ma esithi uhulumende kufanele anikeze lowo muntu imoda la yonke into le yamnikayo mina ngikhuluma nje ngise-South Africa epitori angikaze ngikuze ngisho lasenyuzini ukuthi kulo muntu oholiswa i-ANC onguyohola ohola ama-opposition parties angikaze ngikuze ezinyuzini angazi kube noma kuyangikhutha noma yimi engingakwaziyo uma uzaba kuwukuthi wena ungomkhulu wama-opposition ukuba wena uhola iqembu elilo elibusayo elisephalamende kuyilo elikunikeza yonke into uhola njani uphikisana njani le bandla elibusayo kuyilo elikuholisayo elikunika yonke into hayi lapho ngicela lingibuze lingicacisele kahle ukuthi ngaba kuhamba njani yimi futhi engingafuna ukwaziwa engikhulumayo kona lapha ngiyabonga
Studio 7 enjani lonke mina engikhulumayo ngingumantsheza ngibuya elupani esigabeni sasepupu ngithi ngiye ngincedise abantu abangaziyo ngeZANU PF ukuthi isebenza kanjani mali sakhumbula kahle uJonathan Moyo wake ngilanga waba lokuyiphathi kwakhe warofa abantu wakhipha amathambo abantu ababulayo igugurawunde abantu bathi hayi nangu kumuntu esimfunayo wathi eqeda lapho wathatha amavoti wayafaka kuZANU manje nangu futhi ebengathi usola iZANU sebuyela futhi kuZANU mina kungethusi khona lokho ngoba vele yindlela abasebenza ngayo abantu bezimbabwe alike libe yazi ukuthi iZANU ngabantu abangalaqinisa kanti njalo okunye futhi iZANU yona ayizibuzi ngani ukuthi kanti ihlalisithi abantu basezimbabwe bathengisa ilizwe kambe abantu ilizwe labo baye belithengiselani alike lizibuzi ukuthi lithi abantu iZANU bayayizonda kambe bayizondelani bayizondela izenzo zabo iZANU ungayibhekisisa kahle lokhe yabakhona ifonywa kumbe abo-1963 ayizange yaba yiphathi esebenzela abantu abantu abasebenzela izisu zabo futhi shemu ngabogawule-ke labomalani-ke labo kumbe labochuma akuwesi-ke lapho
siyabingelela emsakazweni siyabonga umsebenzi ebesiphathela wona sibingelela abalaleli bomsakazo hhayi ngithanda nje ukuphawula nge-MDC le kaDouglas Monzora ukuthi umonzora nje yena akajabulele khonaoko okuphiwe iZANU kwamanje ngoba isikhathi sakhe sokugcina manje sokudla labo bonke o-MP bakhe labo bakhulunywa ngulo spokesman wabesithi bangu-68 bayilide ye-opposition badle kokugcina abajayive inkungu yabo kodwa siyadabuka manje next year bazawube bengekho uzabe unganamntu owaziyo ukuthi bake babakhona kubo abahle bedla imali eZANU benamathelane leZANU bevele behle bejoyine iZANU bebe iZANU nje straight oba ngeke baphinde baresiste next year sabe sile-CCC yona le abacabanga ukuthi yini yi-opposition ehamba labantu ekugcineni kuyokugcina yona vele laba aba-MTC kamonzora bayiZANU vele ngoba ukudla yonke into elizwi wenyabo bekhulumela iZANU besupport iZANU kanti iZANU iyenza konke okubo ngawucabanga empilweni ezilongo wena funa ukuyedle behlale bebusa bayabopha abantu bafake emajele bengabakhiphe babaphula izandla bababulala babanyamalalisa since 1980 besese le opposition enye ye-PM saphule ekaJoshua Nkomo babulala abantu bakaJoshua Nkomo abangaki babulalela ukuthi yini ababaphikisa bazobulala abantu abangaki abakathwangirayi esahamba la MTC yona le ababe babulalela ukuthi yini ababaphikisa namhlanje sebebulala laba abakachamisa i-CCC kade iZANU ibulala abantu ukuthi yini beyiphikisa so akusimangalisi laba oDouglas Monzora bayiZANU nje akula muntu abangamkhohlisa uDouglas Monzora i-ajenti eZANU yawo Jonathan Moyo abahlangane bebeyiZANU bengatshoni besitsheli bayi-opposa bayenza i-CCC kodwa yona kuyokugcina yona kuphela kumnyaka ozayo ezilongo bayinika i-chance yokuthi kube le-election nje ukuthi abantu benze ukhetho omthandayo akula muntu
sithole isiphofu siyabona ukuthi umoya uyavunguza iopposition yiyo ephete ukuthula lokuhola abantu kunoqotho okwe-TRC eholwa uFestenchamist sabo.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Lawo bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp inombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kolunye udaba, umnumzana Job Sikhala, umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo webandla le-CCC enjalo emela iSt Mary's eChitungiza, ukhangelelwe ukumnyiswa phambi kwedale lamhlanje ethoniswa ukuthi anikwe na iqesha lokuthi akhuphe imali yebail ukuze asuke entolongweni lapho asevalelwe okwenyanga ezedlula eziyisithupha. Sizalazisa ukuthi kuyahamba njani. Kwezemelika, obengusomlomo wedalele the house kwelemelika unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi usesuke kulesi sikhundla kulandela ukunqoba kwebandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lwe-the house. Ibandla lama-Democrats libikwa lizakhetha onsundu umnumzana Hakeem Jeffries ukuthi abe nguye umsekeli kasomlomo wedale. Sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngodaba lwamabandla womabili ama-Democrats lama-Republicans.
Mina angivumelani lalezo ncwethi ezicungula ezombusazwe kumbe ezikhangela ezedemokrasi. Kuqakathekile ukuthi i-Democratic Party ikhulume ngedemokrasi, ngoba nxa sikhangele i-Democratic Party imelele oluningi. Nxa abantu sebezavalelwa ukuthi bavote kumbe bavalelwe ukuthi benze ama-choices abo, i-Democratic Party ingathula ilandele ama-Republicans, ingakhulumi ukuthi ama-Republicans kabayeyele into enqabela i-democrasi. Kuyabe sokuyinto embi leyo. Singananzelela ukuthi nxa sikhangelele amaphathi womabili, kule ndlela leyani ukuthi uyabona sobala obala ukuthi i-Democratic Party imelene, i-Republican Party imelene. Esikhathini esiningi i-Republican Party khangele umuntu, labaswelayo, labahluphekileyo, labafuna i-representation, abangeke bazikhulumela, abangelazimali zokuzenzela izinto. Ama-Republicans amelele abanothileyo, labanelisa ukuzenzela izinto. So ofuna ukukhulunyelwa ngubani ngongela mali, ngongelazo izinto zangkhona? Kuqakathekile ukuthi ama-Democrats akhulume ngani nge-democracy, ngoba nxa i-democracy ingalahleka e-America, nxa sesithi thina kulungile ukuthi abantu bahambe nxa bengajabulelanga ukuthi uhulumende ubusa njani, bathwala induku lezikhali bayibhidliza izinto zikahulumende kumbe babhidlise indlela uhulumende ayenza ngayo izinto, njengalokhwana okwenzakala e-Congress ngesikhathi sama-election ngo-January 6. Kungeza ke kulunge ukuthi abantu bangakhulumi ngakho ngoba into eluhlazo. Ngoba ama-Democrats angekele ukukhuluma ngakho baza kuphinda bakuphinde, sizagcina sesibusana ngenduku, sesingasabusani ngomthetho. Ongela nduku engasakhulumi kukhuluma abalenduku ngoba bachaya. Hayi, mina lokho okwapha ezingcwethi zakhona lezo kuyadepend ukuthi bona bakhuluma beseceleni likabantu. Nxa beseceleni lika-Trump baza kuthi khona ama-Democrats kubi ukuthi batshela ama-Republicans. Kodwa bakhona lama-Republicans kinslabo abakhulumela ngaphakathi abayisabu Trump abafuna i-democracy. I-democracy ifunwa ngumuntu wonke.
Hello ke ngonkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwelemelika, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseSeattle eWashington State.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. Lalela umsakazo we-VOA Studio 7 uze konke okuphathelane nomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo we-VOA Studio 7. Lizwe izindaba zemidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Yebo ke ntunga sisonke, umncintiswano wenguqu okudinga intshantshu yezizwe zomhlaba oweFIFA World Cup 2022 uqala ngesonto elizweni laseQatar. Amaqembu ezenguqu amazwe omhlaba achiyeneyo angamachumi amathathu lambili 32 ayengqikilana kudingwa intshantshu ekhangelelwe ukuthathwa ke isicoco mhlaka 18 Mpalakazi kugqitshwa imidlalo le. U-Ezra Chisa Spanda we-Studio 7 ukhulume labanye abadlali benguqu abalodumo abadlalela iqembu lesizwe elama-Warriors.
Imidlalo yezizwe zomhlaba eFIFA World Cup ikhangelelwe ngabantu abaningi emhlabeni wonke jikelele kunye nabadlali benguqu labo balawo amaqembu abawasekelayo. Asizweni ukuthi umdlalo olodumo odlala ama-Warriors uMarvelous Nakamba osedlala eBrithani yena usekela liphi iqembu?
Ngidlalela Aston Villa UK English Premiership. Ya ngiye World Cup ngizabe ngisupporta iArgentina. Mbona ngani iqembu ngani ha liqinile so far, but akhona amanye ama-teams also like are strong. But for me, I think seven supporter in Argentina, yen bona ngana, vale good chance to leave the cup, World Cup in Qatar.
Owake wahola iqembu le Highlanders, iqembu le sizwe labafana abaleminyaka ngaphansi kwamajuma amabili lantathu 23 kunye le sizwe lama Warriors ngasikhathi sinye. Uthulani Buyancube yena uthini?
I think it will cup this year. I think it's between Brazil and Argentina. I think those are the two teams I think they can win it. But ngaba lama surprises, but for me I'm going with those to Brazil or Argentina, and I want Messi to win it before he retires.
Oh, Agent Ajira Sao, lay all the like Cambodians, Mabu Sendi Lama Warriors, a dream team. Yakajang Muyu Renard Fabish, Utamatam Bamane, Gulum Ninsane, Satuki Legakulu was a Mizaro and Gugu.
Once the one that in terms of a competition, Ama countries, Amanin is improved in terms of people. Like we say, to put a competition that is a difference, I say Gonkuruanga. But
improve.
I improve cool. Lapa Sitanazela or Sifisela Argentina for in case that one Egan mess. He has won everything in football, except in Ilocosa New World Cup. I'm sure his colleagues, his teammates here in Argentina, they are praying for Ilocosa
New mess. Kukanti u-Alexander Maseko the cool ruler odlala iqembu le-Highlanders captain adelele Sundowns kunye leqembu lama-Warriors uhamba labafana be-Samba Stars.
Indaba ye-World Cup, I'm thinking on my side as much as I want ama-African countries ukuthi aphumelele. That's my first choice, but I'm looking forward for i-Brazil to reach the finals. Yeah, let's hope they will, but I really want ama-African countries to go further until ima-final.
Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yenguqu ye-Cameroon Football Association wayengumdlali olo Dumo Samuel Eto'o uthi iqembu lakhe leCameroon liyathatha inkezo le. Amazwi akhe aphikiswa ngumdlali weZimbabwe odlalela wabuya waqeqesha iqembu leHighlanders wadlala njalo ku-Dream Team. UMatinda Khathazile Ndlovu.
Uyabona njani? Awuvele ngathiwa bekuneZimbabwe ukuthi be say iZimbabwe ngawe because ngamaZimbabwe.
Yeah.
I think uyakhuluma because ngumCameroon, yeah. But I think iMorocco is much more stronger than iCameroon. Ningazi umbono wami. But again, anything can happen. Yes. Anything can happen. We are not saying what gonna cause blind and mess up with you two. It's less piece of another gonna blind and mess up with you.
Kulokusola ukuthi kungani ilimncintiswano ye-World Cup yahanjiswa elizweni elingasola ebhora leQatar. Njalo ke kuthisa kwamagama. UMatinda uthi World Cup ibhoda ngamazwe omhlaba, ngakho ke abantu bangasoli.
Ubhlathela yanto wasola ukuthi uthwane phansi World Cup eSouth Africa. Kwasola, sesizwe somuntu esola abanye abantu. Ikuvamile lokhu. Ngingaze libuye e-Africa khona kuyatshisa la ku-Africa. So, ibhola liyadlalwa anyway. It doesn't regardless of weather. Idlalwa anyway. Ngibona ngani kula mathi maningi ama countries a Africa angakwazi stay the host in World Cup la. And don't as kule grant la singakwazi ukuthi same problem ama.
Omncintiswano we FIFA World Cup uvame ukuqujwa ngenyanga kaNhlangulo noNtulikazi. Kodwa umdlalo yalonyaka idlalwa ngalesi sikhathi ngoba kubalekelwa ukuchisa ukuba khona phakathi komnyaka elizweni leQatar okuyilwe liqoqa imidlalo. Ngimelela Studio 7 igama Ezra Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga Chisa, igama lami nguChris Gandhi, asidibaneni njalo ngomvulo ekuseni isikhathi sinye. Libe lempela sonto elithuke.